This is the way history moves, as we see in
the Bible. 基督徒相信有比人的政权更高的政权。
Christian believe that there is a power greater than the power of politics.
基督徒相信有比人的宪法更高的宪法。
Christians believe that there are laws above the laws of men.
基督徒相信有比人的宝座更高的宝座。
The Christian believe that there is a throne above the throne of men.
所以我们的家不是这个世界。
So our home is not of the world.
我们永远的原理。
We have a
forever God.
We have an eternal God. We have an eternal laws of God.
神永远的旨意。
We have the eternal will of God.
圣经说这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
The Bible says that the world and its desires will all pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only those who do the will of God will live forever.
世界历史上最伟大的帝国是罗马帝国。
The greatest empire in the world was the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国曾经杀死耶稣基督。
The Roman Empire killed Jesus Christ.
那个时候基督徒试图就逃走。
At that time, the Christians all escaped.
罗马帝国作威作福。
The Roman Empire was powerful.
请问
Question is,
现在罗马帝国在哪里？
Where is it now?
就断墙破壁。
Now all you have are relics.
所有的风光已过。
All the glory has passed away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人永远长存。
Only those who do the will of God will live forever.
今天我不但把好消息告诉你。
This evening, not only do I tell you the good news.
我要把境界性的真理也告诉你。
I will also tell you the truth that has warned me.
我与你没有亲戚关系。
I am not related to you.
我跟你也没有利害关系。
And there is no profit and loss between us.
我爱你。
But I love you.
我把真理传给你。
I want to preach the gospel to you.
这一生。
So that in your life.
什么都享受了。
You may have enjoyed all things.
你不明白上帝的旨意。
But if you do not understand the will of God.
你甚至很可怜，很贫穷，很虚空的。
You actually would live a very sad and very empty life.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
今天从另外一个角度看见耶稣基督是谁。
Then we will see Jesus Christ from another angle.
所以呢，苏格拉底讲那句话。
So the theory of Socrates.
一个人犯罪。
That when a person sins,
因为他不知道。
It comes because he's ignorant.
那么你说耶稣讲的也一样吗？
Then you say, well, Jesus said about the same thing.
耶稣的父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they did.
一样吗？
Seems the same.
苏格拉底的罪论。
Socrates.
耶稣的罪论。
And Jesus.
苏格拉底伦理学。
The theory of Socrates.
耶稣的伦理学。
And the things Jesus said.
是一样的。
They seem the same.
我问你一样不一样啊？
Are they the same thing?
一样不一样啊？
Are they the same thing?
不一样。
No, they are not.
苏格拉底讲那句话的时候。
Because when Socrates said that.
可能他正在善，正在做椅子摇摇，想大概是这个理论的。
Maybe he was sitting comfortably in the chair, bending himself.
耶稣讲这句话的时候，
But when Jesus proclaimed this,
是被钉在十字架上为人的罪流血为人代求。
He was hanging on the cross, bleeding for the sins of men.
所以不是这些理论。
It is not just a theory.
救赎行动。
It was an action in salvation.
不是有罪的人讨论罪是什么。
It is not a discussion of sin by a sinner.
是无罪圣洁的主代替罪人受审。
But the sinner's holy Lord taking the place of a sinner.
你认识耶稣基督吗？
Do you know Jesus Christ?
当耶稣讲了这句话以后，
After Jesus proclaimed this,
这个强盗变了。
The robber changed.
他忽然醒过来的。
All of a sudden he awakened.
圣灵用道在他心里产生信心。
And the Holy Spirit with the word of God produced faith in his heart.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
信道是从听到来的。
Faith comes from hearing.
你从来没有个道教会。
You have never been to a church.
你从来没有听过上帝的道。
And you have never heard the word of God.
我相信你今天注意听几句的时候，神就可以使你里面产生信心。
If you just heard a few important sentences, God will produce a faith in you.
亲爱的朋友，
Dear friends,
这个强盗知道了耶稣是谁。
This robber recognized Jesus Christ.
他知道了。
He knew
这个世界是不可靠的。
That the world is not trustworthy.
像我这样坏的人被钉十字架是应该的。
I as a robber deserve to be hung.
像耶稣这么好的人被钉十字架，表示法律的漏洞太不公义了。
But that Jesus being crucified means that legally there is a big loophole.
他相信必定有另外一个国。
So he believed there must be another kingdom.
这个世界被冤枉的事情，在那个国度里面要被清白过来的。
that all unrighteousness in this world will be made right in the other world.
这个世界有许多不公正的事情，有一天都要追讨过来。
That there are many unjust things that will happen here will be held accountable in the other day.
那个国谁掌管呢？
But who is the king of this kingdom?
那国里面的法官谁当官呢？
Who is the judge in this other kingdom?
那国公义的原则谁处理呢？
Who holds the principle of righteousness there?
他看出来了。
But the robber recognizes it.
他看出那个国有一天会来到。
He recognized that one day this kingdom will come.
世界所有的国度都要过去的。
That all the kingdoms of the world will pass away.
那个国度一定会来的。
But that kingdom will come.
那个国度的王是谁呢？
But who is this king of that kingdom?
就是这位钉在十字架上的耶稣。
It is this Jesus hanging on the cross.
所以耶稣讲第一句话。
So the first sentence of Jesus.
父啊。
Father,
赦免他们,
forgive them,
因为他们所做的他们不知道,
for they know not what they have done.
然后呢, 讲完这句话以后,
after he said this,
这个强盗就改变了,
the robber changed.
他说, 耶稣啊,
he said, Jesus,
你得到你的国降临, 你做王的那一天, 求你纪念我。
Remember me when you should come in your kingdom.
我不知道哪一天。
I do not know which day.
那是很远很远。
It will be in the future.
很久很久。
A long time to come.
然后很久以后那个国度会来。
I know your kingdom will come.
When that day comes, please remember me.
当那一天来临的时候，请你纪念我。
When you obtain your throne in your kingdom, please do not forget me.
当你的国来临的时候，请你不要忘记我。
只敢祷告到这个地方。
That was all he dared to pray.
讲耶稣就讲第二句话了。
And Jesus spoke the second sentence.
转过头来。
He turned to him.
看见他。
And looked at the robber.
对他 ，Verily, verily, I tell you.
我实实在在地告诉你。
Today.
今天。
I and you.
我和你。
You and me.
你和我。
Will be in the garden of paradise.
就会在乐园里面见面。
I will see you there.
我就会在那里碰见你。
I will bring you there.
我会带你过去。
Need not to wait for thousands of years.
你不用等多几千年。
Need not to hope until that day.
你不用一直盼望那一天的来临。
I promise you.
因为现在我告诉你。
I give the certainty to you.
我现在给你这个希望。
Even today.
就在今天。
Before the sunset.
在太阳还没下山之前。
You will be together with me.In the paradise.
你和我就会在乐园里面。
人类没有这样伟大的应许的。
There are no such great promise for men.
没有一个人会对别人讲这种话。
Not a single human being will be able to say that to another person.
这位贫穷的王耶稣基督。
Only Jesus, the meager king.
他用千分之千的把握说。
He had absolute full confidence.
我要跟你在一起。
To tell this person, I will be with you.
今天你跟我在一起。
Today.
我问你
I ask you this,
耶稣流出宝血
for Jesus to bleed,
来赦免世界上人的罪
to forgive all the sins of the world,
就从那一滴十字架上流下来的血开始了
It started from the very first drop,
这历史上
in history,
千千千万万万的人被耶稣基督所赦免所拯救
Millions of people have been forgiven by Jesus Christ and saved by him.
但我问你一个问题
But I want to ask you this question.
哪一个人是耶稣基督用宝血洗净进入乐园的第一个人
Who was this first person that will enter paradise by the blood of Jesus Christ?
不是彼得
It was not Peter.
不是约翰
It was not John.
是这个强盗
It was this robber.
为什么呢
Why?
我讲圣经这样的记载这样的安排是很特别很特别的
This is a very unusual arrangement in the Bible.
表示什么
It means
最大的罪人也不必奢望主的救恩可以拯救他
That the greatest sinner ought not to be disappointed because the grace of God can save him.
你从来不认识耶稣也不要紧，圣灵做工的时候，你会产生纯正的信心。
It doesn't matter that you have not known Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit works, your faith will be produced.
Truly, truly, I promise me, or promise you, today you will be with me.In the paradise.
我实实在在的跟你承诺，今天你与我将在乐园里面见面。
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
这是耶稣基督死的时候，唯一一个人知道他是王的。
This is the only person that recognized Jesus as king when he died.
耶稣生的时候
，When he was born,
没有一个犹太人知道他是王。
Not a single Jew knew him as king.
是东方的博士。
It was the wise man of the east.
耶稣死的时候
，And when he died,
没有一个犹太人知道他是王。
Not a single Jew recognized him as king.
是这个在犹太做强盗的人。
It was this robber.
可能他外族跑到这里来做强盗。
Possibly a Gentile from outside.
印尼人在印尼不敢做强盗，跑到新加坡抢东西。
Indonesia will not rob in Indonesia, they'll come to Singapore.
很可能他是外族的人到犹太做强
盗。So it's possible that this robber was a Gentile from the outside.
也听过耶稣讲一些道。
They perhaps have heard Jesus Christ.
看过耶稣行神迹。
Perhaps they've seen the miracles of
Christ. 知道耶稣这个名字。
And knew the name Jesus.
我现在讲一段事情。
But now I will tell you this.
请你注意听。
Take note of this.
耶稣在地上。
When Jesus was on earth,
讲天国的事情,
when he talked about the kingdom of heaven,
三年半,
for 3.5 years,
没有一个人懂,
not a single person knew it.
天国,
he talked about the kingdom in heaven,
帝国,
the rest talked about kingdom of earth,
上帝的国,
he talked about kingdom of God,
人的国,
his followers want the kingdom of man.
为什么彼得跟耶稣呢?
Why did Peter follow Jesus?
为什么本约翰跟耶稣呢?
Why did John follow him?
因为他们知道如果耶稣有一天在地上做王, 他们就做外交部长。
Because they knew that if Jesus become king, they will become ministers.
那犹大说，我就做财政部长。
Judas say, I will be minister of finance.
跟耶稣吧，会发财的。
So、follow Jesus, you will prosper.
你好好信耶稣，有好处的。
Believe in Jesus, there's good benefits.
这些门徒跟耶稣三年半，他们的灵性不过到这个地步。
The disciples followed Jesus for 3.5 years, and that's all they had.
这样今天的很多基督徒信耶稣信了好几年，他所懂的就是那么浅。
Like many Christians who have believed him for many years and all they know are very shallow things.
耶稣讲上帝的国，上帝的国，他们就像以色列国，以色列国。
Jesus talk about the kingdom of God, they talk about the kingdom of Israel.
耶稣讲天国，天国，他们想犹太国，犹太国。
Jesus talk about the kingdom of heaven, they talk about the kingdom of the Jews.
没有一个人懂。
No one knows this.
耶稣呢，灰心死了。
And Jesus would have been very disappointed.
到了三年半以后呢
？After 3.5 years,
已经读神学读到快要毕业了，结果一考全部不及格。
At the final examination, all failed.
那怎么办呢
？What would he do?
耶稣基督死了。
After Jesus died,
在复活了以后
，After his resurrection,
他说不行不行。
He said no.
教了三年半还不及格。
After 3.5 years, they all failed.
那我不要先回家。
So I will not go home first.
我先留下40天给他们补习。
I will hang around for 40 years for tuition.
补习了以后，他大概会懂了。
Maybe they will understand after the tuition.
耶稣活了以后
，After Jesus was resurrected,
又在世界上停留多久啊
？He stayed in the world.
多久啊？
For how long?
40天
For 40 days.
40天讲什么呢
？What did he talk about?
他只有讲一件事。
He only talked about one thing.
谈论上帝国的事。
He talked about the kingdom of God.
你讲了三年半不懂。
After 3.5 years,
回来
，come back. You don't know. That's a duration.
从中补习40天。
And have 40 days of duration.
补习完了以后
，after that,
没有了哈。
No more.
就是40天呢。
40 days.
No more is no more.
没有就是没有。
Final is final.
最重就是最重。
第40天
，40 days，
再不及格的话
，If you still fail，
IQ too low，
IQ is too low。
所以把他们叫了40天以后
，After 40 days，
叫完了以后呢
，And then，
耶稣要升天了
，He was about to ascend。
现在我问你啊
，I ask you，
你们基督徒回答我
，Christian answer me。
耶稣升天以前
，Before he ascended，
门徒问耶稣最后一个问题是什么问题
？The last question the disciple asked，
你知道吗
？Do you know what this question was？
主啊。
Oh Lord,
你复兴以色列国就是今天吗
？Are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel today?
吐血，气死了。
Jesus would have been furious.
补习40天天国，你又在讲地上的国。
After 40 days of extra lesson, you still talk about the kingdom of earth.
耶稣没有生气啊。
But Jesus did not get angry.
耶稣没有说你去死啊，这样笨啊。
Jesus did not say go and die.
耶稣说你们。不要离开耶路撒冷。
Jesus said, "Do not leave Jerusalem."
直到圣灵降你们身上。
And wait for the Holy Spirit to come.
就必得着能力。
And you will receive power.
从耶路撒冷直到地基，做我的见证。
From and be my witness from Jerusalem till the end of the world.
什么意思啊
？What does this mean?
天国要扩张。
That the kingdom of God will expand.
我不是做世界的王。
I am not the king of the world.
我是天国的王。
I am the king of heaven.
好，现在请你注意听了。
Take note of this.
我们做一个归纳了。
We summarize this.
耶稣从生到死
from the time he was born to the time he died,
没有人知道他是王
No one knew Jesus as king.
为什么呢
Why?
是王吗
He was a king.
看不出哎。
But he doesn't look like one.
不像王。
Doesn't look like the king.
因为如果王一定有个王冠。
Because the king must have a crown.
玩一个王炮吗
？Or a robe.
玩一个王的威风吗
？Or look like a king.
生在马槽。
He was born in a manger.
死在山上。
And died on a hill.
钉在十字架。
Crucified.
什么王
？What sort of king is this?
哪一种王
？What type of king?
没有钱，没有位，没有这个势力，没有宝座，什么王
？No money, no power, no throne.
所以人常常用外貌来定别人。
And so we judge others by the exterior.
有一次，比利时的女王
，Once the Queen of Belgium,
请 Albert Einstein 到这个她的王宫里面去
，invited Albert Einstein to her palace.
这个王，这个 Einstein 就从荷兰。坐车到这个比利时来。
And Belgium went from Holland to Belgium by train.
比利时的王宫是在 Brussels.
It was a palace in Brussels.
所以火车到车站的时候呢
，When the train arrived at the station,
仪仗队都预备好了。
There were the ceremonious troops.
因为女王叫他们去迎接 Einstein.
They were sent by the Queen to welcome Albert Einstein.
他们在那里一直预备要怎么样欢迎他。
And there is this ceremony to welcome him.
大家下火车的时候。
After everybody alighted from the train, they kept looking.
怎么没有 Einstein?
Einstein was not there.
什么蛋都有，就是没 Einstein. 所以他们看到，后来就还有没有
？Anybody else there?
没有了。
No one else.
整个车厢里面没有一个人了。
All the passengers have left.
他们很失望了。
So they were disappointed.
整个军队都回去了。
The entire troop returned to the palace.
回去到王宫的时候
，to the report to the palace.
就说。女王，对不起。
And the captain said, "I'm sorry."
Einstein 没有来。
Einstein was not there.
我们没有接到他。
We couldn't find him.
女王说。
The queen said,
"What are you doing?"
你在做什么
？Einstein is sitting now here.
Einstein 就在我的旁边。
已经在这里了。
He is right here.
怎么我们接不到呢
？Why is it that we can't find him?
He came by taxi himself.
他坐的是车来。
他坐 taxi 来。为什么
？Why？
原来 Einstein 是不修边幅，头发有点像扫帚一样。
Because Einstein always dressed shabbily, and his hair is always not kept.
他的西装像冬装。
His suit is not of the
best. 有时候他就用领带做皮带。
Sometimes he will use his tie as a belt.
所以人家看不出这是 Einstein.
And people couldn't recognize him.
他们先想象。
They first assume
Einstein.
That Albert Einstein,
世界最大的科学家
，the greatest scientist of the world,
Princeton 大学的教授
，from Princeton,
一定是整齐的不得了
，surely he's well kept,
威风的不得了的
，with an aura。
后来到车站去的时候
，then when they went to the station,
像那个威风的人怎么不出来
？And they keep looking out for a person like that,
看不见的
，but they cannot find him。
结果这个走过去的他不知道 Einstein, 他可能以为他是卖鸡蛋。
And Einstein may have just passed them by.
不知道他是 Einstein.
They couldn't recognize him.
女王
，So Queen,
对不起
，Sorry,
我们没有接到他。
We cannot find him.
Einstein 没有来
，Because Einstein did not come.
What are you doing?
你在做些什么
？He's not here.
他就在这里。
那个叫做 Einstein.
That one is Einstein.
一点都不像 Einstein.
Doesn't look like him.
今天很多人不认识耶稣。
Many people do not know Jesus today.
耶稣没有君王的形象。
Because Jesus did not have the image of the king.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible says,
他生下来的时候
when he was born,
是在牛棚马槽里面
he was born in a manger.
他生下来的时候
when he was born,
是枯槁憔悴
he was born very sickly looking.
面无佳容
he had no glorious outlook.
我们也瞧不起他
and we despise him.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
when Jesus came to the world,
他不是以上帝独生子最英俊、最威风的形象活在人间。
He did not live on the world as the Son of God with the most glorious image.
他是贫穷的王。
He was a meager king.
他是被人轻看的王。
A person who was looked down upon.
他是做人而连基本人权都没有的王。
He is a king that did not have the most basic human rights.
今天所有的共产国家所讲的无产阶级都是假的。
Many communist countries declare a classless society. All these are fake.
无产阶级。
Proletarian society.
这根本是假的。
All these are wrong.
历史上真正无产只有一个人，耶稣基督。
In the history, there was only one person who was truly like this, Jesus Christ.
生在马槽。
Born in a manger,
死在十字架
died on the cross,
埋葬在别人的坟
and was buried in the grave belonging to others.
没有钱付这个税的金
he had no money even to pay tax.
没有枕头的地方
he had no place to lay his head.
耶稣说天上的鸟有窝
Jesus Christ said the birds of the air have nests.
狐狸有洞
the foxes have holes.
人子 没有枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man have no place to lay his head.
但是耶稣基督
，But Jesus Christ
亲口讲过我是王
，has actually declared himself as king.
有谁知道在哪里讲的吗
？Who knows which passage has
耶稣基督真正讲过我是王
？He has actually said this.
但他又不是又没有对犹太人讲。
But again, not to the Jews.
这单单的一次是对一个外邦人讲的。
The one time he did that, he said to a Gentile.
那个人是谁呢
？Who was this person?
是比拉多。
He was Pontius Pilate.
当耶稣被带到比拉多面前的时候
，When Jesus was brought before Pontius Pilate,
比拉多已经听见很多关于这个麻烦的事情。
Pilate had heard all about this troublesome
person. 你做了什么
？So he asked him, "What have you done?"
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer him.
你说过什么
？What have you said?
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer him.
你告诉我。
Tell me.
你讲过什么话
？What have you said?
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer
him. 你做过什么错事
？What have wrong have you done?
耶稣不回答。
Jesus did not answer.
比拉多气起来了。
Pilate was angry.
你在我面前不讲话吗
？Why are you silent before me?
你不知道我有权柄放走你，有权柄致死你吗
？Do you not know that I have the power to let you go or the power to kill you?
耶稣怎么回答呢
？Jesus answered.
那我就回答了，唯有你有这么大权柄，我怕你了。
Okay, let me answer you now.
耶稣说什么呢
？What Jesus said?
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly I say to you,
如果不是天父给你权柄
，If your power did not come from my Father,
你没有资格释放我。
You have no power to release me.
你也没有资格致死我。
Neither do you have the power to execute me.
哇，比拉多很想打他嘴巴。
So Pilate wanted to hit him.
但是想，这个有道理啊。
那 it sounds right.
你这样屈服，这样委屈在我面前的时候。
When you are so humiliated before me.
你心这样镇定。
You are still so calm.
而且你看见的是比我更高的宝座。
And you can see the throne above my throne.
所以呢，比拉多没有办法。
So Pilate had no other way out.
就叫人打他。
But to command people to hit him.
耶稣再比拉多再问他一句话。
And then ask him another question.
你告诉我。
Tell me.
只有你回答一句话。
And answer me.
你是不是犹太人的王
？Are you the king of the Jews?
你说。
Tell me.
你是不是犹太人的王
？Are you the king of the Jews?
耶稣回答不回答
？Did Jesus answer him?
耶稣回答不回答
？Did he answer him?
耶稣现在不可以不回答。
Now he cannot not answer him.
因为如果他不回答
，because if he were to keep silent,
表示他逃避责任，不承认事实。
It means that he would have been escaping responsibility.
如果耶稣回答
，but if he were to answer,
只有死路一条，他一定被杀的。
The end must be execution.
那么现在耶稣怎么回答呢
？So how did he answer this?
耶稣知道
，Jesus knew
这是生死关头。
That this is a time where he would decide to have life and death.
犹太人要杀耶稣。
The Jews wanted to kill him.
那他们又不要杀。
But also they are
这个是很想做又不敢做的假冒伪善的人。
It was hypocritical that they wanted to kill him, but dare not.
好像你很想要，又说不必不必。你常常做这样的事情。
Many very often we are like that. We say we want, but no need to do.
有些和尚爱吃肉，不敢吃，就吃假的肉。
And so some monks want to eat meat, but they don't want to eat the real one, so they eat the vegetarian one. 其
实不是，他就吃个假的 artificial meat,
fake meat.
那么结果呢，他就心里说我没有吃，其实心里已经吃了。
But actually, they have eaten the meat in their hearts.
犹太人哦
，the Jews,
他们要杀耶稣。
They wanted to kill Jesus.
但是呢，律法说你不可杀人。
But the law says you are not to murder.
人想杀。
They wanted to kill him.
立法说不可杀。
The law said no.
要不要杀？
You want to
kill him? 还是要杀？
You still want to kill him.
但是说不可杀。
But the law said no.
所以怎么办呢？
What do we do?
借刀杀人。
We use another person.
耶稣生下来的时候。
When Jesus was born.
政治利用宗教。
The politicians made use of the religion.
耶稣死的时候。
But when he died.
宗教利用政治。
The religion made use of politics.
天下没有单边主义。
In the world, there is no unilateral things.
天下没有一方永远是胜的。
There is no victor on one side forever.
全世界都给我骗了，骗人的是骗自己。
You think that you may fool the world, but you have fooled yourself.
利用的人要被利用。
You have used the world, but the world has used you.
耶稣生的时候
，When Jesus was born,
叙利王建圣殿，利用宗教。政治利用宗教。
King Herod built the temple and made use of the religion.
耶稣死的时候
，But when Jesus died,
犹太人杀耶稣，他就用比拉多来杀，宗教利用政治。
And Jews used Pilate to kill Jesus, the religion making use of politics.
那么，比拉多问耶稣的话是什么话呢
？The words that Pilate asked Jesus,
你是犹太人的王吗
？Was are you the king of the Jews?
但是呢
，However,
该亚法问什么话呢
Caiaphas the high priest,
你是上帝的儿子吗？
Ask him, are you the son of God?
请你注意哈，
take note of this.
该要发不会问你是犹太人的王吗？
Caiaphas would not ask Jesus, are you the king of the Jews?
比拉多也不会问你是上帝的儿子吗？
Nor would Pilate ask, are you the son of God?
比拉多才不管上帝有没有儿子。
Pilate is not interested whether God has a son.
你上帝几个儿子，有没有私生子，我都不管。
Not interested in how many kids.
因为罗马皇帝也，罗马的神有很多孩子的。
Because the Roman gods had many sons.
所以我不必跟你搞这个东西。
So he's not interested in this. However,
如果你说你是犹太人的王，
if you say that you are king of the Jews,
这个对我的地位很危险的。
It is a threat to my position.
已经有希律王了。
We already have King Herod.
你又敢宣称你是犹太人，你就是一个革命分子。
Now you say that you are king of the Jews, so you are rebelling.
所以这个关系我的位分稳定不稳定。
And it threatens my very position.
现在告诉我。
So tell me now.
你是不是犹太人？
Are you the king of the Jews?
该亚法呢？
What about the high priest?
你是不是上帝的儿子？
Caiaphas asked, are you the son of God?
就有圣经里面上帝是独一的上帝，怎么跑一个孩子出来呢？
The Old Testament declared God as one, so how can you
be son? 这个关系我的宗教地位。
In this question, it affects my religious position.
每一个人所做的都是为自己的利害关系而做事情。
So everybody will do things based on their own interests.
世界上有几个人是为真理做事情的？
Very few people will work for the truth.
耶稣基督什么都不回答。
Jesus Christ did not answer all questions.
你问他说什么？
You ask him what you have done.
他不回答。
He will not answer you.
你问他讲什么？
You ask him what you have said.
他不回答。
He will not answer.
你问他是不是？
But when you ask, is this the case?
他又回答。
He will answer.
耶稣对该亚法说。
And Jesus said to Caiaphas the high priest.
正如你所讲的。
As you have said.
我是上帝的儿子。
I am the son of God.
你要看见人子驾着天上的云降临，与众圣者一同。他要来审判世界。
And you will see the Son of God coming among the clouds and judging the world with the saints.
耶稣基督对比拉多说。
And Jesus said to Pilate,
你说我是王。
You say I'm king of the Jews.
你说的是。
What you say is true.
我就是被生下来做王的。
I have been born to be king.
但是。
However.
我的国不是属于这个世界。
My kingdom is not of the world.
比拉多听得很紧张。
So Pilate was anxious.
你这是犹太的王。
You are the king of the Jews.
你就闹革命。
You will rebel.
你要推翻罗马帝国。
You will overthrow my kingdom.
我一定要把你抓来杀死你。
So I must execute you.
耶稣说什么呢？
But Jesus said,
我的国不属于这个世界。
My kingdom is not of the world.
如果我的国属于这个世界。
If my kingdom is of the world,
我的臣民就会保护我，不会把我叫到你面前。
My people will protect me and not let me be handed to you.
我被升为王。
I have been born to be king.
而且我是为做真理的见证生在世界上。
And I come as a witness to the truth.
I was born to be the king and come to bear the witness for the truth.
我身为王也为真理做见证。
从来没有人像耶稣基督。
No one is like Jesus Christ.
他是不是王呢？
Is he the king?
他是王。
Yes, he is.
他是最贫穷的王。
He is the king of poverty.
所以你不认识他。
So you do not recognize him.
我不认识他。
I do not recognize him.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
你真正知道这就是圣诞节的意义。
When you truly understand this as the meaning of Christmas.
这两个礼拜。
These 2 weeks.
我要跑十多个城市。
I will go to more than 10 cities.
马兰。
Surabaya.
Surabaya. Jakarta. 新加坡。
Singapore.
Kuala Lumpur. 香港。
Hong Kong.
台北。单单在 Jakarta.
Just in Jakarta alone.
有四场的聚会。
There are 4 gospel rallies.
昨天下午一点。
Yesterday at 1 p.m.
昨天下午四点。
4 p.m.
一共有15,500人参加那个聚会。
15,500 people came.
我们这两个礼拜。
In these 2 weeks.
费用是几十万美金。
We will spend tens and thousands of US dollars to preach the truth.
这十多个聚会呢,
all these more than 10 gospel rallies,
都没有圣诞树,
there are no Christmas trees,
都没有圣诞老人,
there are no Santa Claus.
你说不像圣诞,
you say it doesn't look like Christmas.
像法院,
looks like a court.
这个是不是叫圣诞的?
What sort of Christmas is this?
我告诉你,
I tell you this.
我很喜欢,
I like this.
因为全世界最好看Because、最没有用的树就是圣诞树。
The most beautiful tree and the most useless tree is the Christmas tree.
上面的果子都是装上去的。
All the fruits are not real.
不是长出来的。
They didn't grow.
下面是没有根的。
There are no roots.
过几天就丢掉了。
A few days later you throw it away.
最好看、最没有用的就是圣诞树。
The most beautiful and useless tree will be the Christmas tree.
每年圣诞节的时候。
Every year in Christmas.
New York the Fifth Avenue.
On the Fifth Avenue in New York.
这个巴黎的这个什么叫做什么？香槟丽舍。
In Paris, Saint Lucia.
新加坡的 Orchard Road,
Orchard Road in Singapore,
香港的 Central District,
in Central District of Hong Kong,
都有花几百万把圣诞树装起来，我告诉你，都是骗人的，
spend,
都是为了生意，都不是为了耶稣基督。
They spend millions to decorate the whole place for business, not for Jesus Christ.
所有的圣诞老人根本没有老过，也没有圣诞过。
All the Santa Claus have never been old, nor do they know Christmas.
Those are not Christian.
他们不是基督徒。
Those are not biblical.
也不是从圣经来的。
今天灵恩派所讲的圣灵论是 non-Christian, non-biblical, 很可怕的。
It's like the theory of Holy Spirit by the charismatic. They are not biblical.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我今天告诉你的
，I tell you this.
真正圣诞的意义
，The true meaning of Christmas.
Jesus is King.
就是耶稣是王。
He was born to be king.
他被生下来成为王。
He purposely come to this world to bear the witness for the truth.
他来到这个世界上就是为真理做见证。
He came to have the human physical body.
他来取了人的形象。
So to make possible to be crucified.
让自己被钉在十字架上。
This is the final purpose of the incarnation.
这就是神道成肉身的最终极目标。
If Jesus was not incarnated.
如果耶稣基督不是道成肉身
He didn't have this physical body.
他没有人的形象
He is not able to die for you and
他就不能够为你和我死
This is a central message and the purpose of the first Christmas.
这就是第一个圣诞节的最主要的原因
请问你
My question is
你认识他吗
Do you know him?
你要不要接受他到你心中
Do you want to accept him into your heart?
对主耶稣说
To say to Jesus Christ,
I want let you to be my king.
我要你成为我人生的王
And invite you into my heart.
我要邀请你进入我的心里
Sit on the throne of my life.
坐在我人生的宝座上
Rule over me.
来治理我
Shine forth your light.
来让你的光通过我照出去
Bear your own witness of the truth.
来成为真理的见证人
Guide me into the path of the life.
求你引导我进入人生的道路
To understand the eternal will of God.
来了解上帝永恒的旨意
Transform my life.
来改变我的一生
To enrich the content of my spirit.
来使我的灵命有增长
Make me useful in your hand.
让我成为你手上有用的工具
You are my king.
你是我的王
You are my Lord.
你是我的主。
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意吗
？Are you willing?
我现在问你。
I am asking you this question.
You can answer me.
你可以回答我。
Are you willing to invite Jesus as your Lord and your King?
你愿意邀请主耶稣基督成为你的王、你的主吗？
你要吗
？Are you willing?
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
今天晚上。
This evening.
You are not answering me.
你不是在回答我。
You're answering him.
你在回答上帝。
He is here.
因为他在我们中间。
He's knocking outside the door of your heart.
他在你的心的门外面敲门。
Now.
今天。
Let us all respond to our Lord.
让我们来回应他。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。当我们大家低头闭眼睛的时候。
When our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed,
有哪一个人
is there anyone among us?
你说我感谢主
who will say, "Oh Lord, I give you thanks."
今天我听得很清楚
This evening I am clear.
我知道耶稣是谁
I know who Jesus is.
我知道为什么他生在这个世界上
And I know why he was born.
虽然很多人不认识他
Although many people would not know him,
我愿意认识他
I am willing to know him.
我愿意邀请他
I am willing to invite him.
主啊，你到我心里来
Come into my heart.
你拯救我
，Save me，
你管理我
，Rule over my life，
你做我的主
，Be my Lord，
你愿意吗
？Are you willing？
愿意的人
，Those who are willing，
我今天晚上要为你祷告
，This evening I'm willing to pray for you，
一同到主的面前来
，That we will come together before the Lord，
愿意的人
，Those who are willing，
我为你祷告
，I will pray for you，
你愿意
，If you are willing，
请你把手举起来
，I ask that you raise your hand，
有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，还有哪一个人？你说我也愿意。求主进到我心。
Is there anyone else who say I'm willing? May the Lord come into my heart.
求主做我的主，做我的王。
I want the Lord to be my King, my Lord.
那么你可以出来与我一同祷告。
You can come and pray with me.
有这样的人
，a person like that，
请把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
还有哪一个人
？Anyone else?
你愿意主耶稣进到你心里
？You are willing that Jesus enter into your life.
你愿意他做你的主
？You are willing that He become your Lord.
你愿意我为你祷告
？You are willing that I will pray for you.
现在请你把你的手举起来。
I ask that you raise your hand.
还有哪一个人？还有哪一个人？感谢主，
Thanks be to God.
感谢主， 还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
还有愿意的人，把手举起来。
Those who are willing, raise your hand.
无论你已经是基督徒，
whether you have been a Christian or not,
还不是基督徒，
or maybe you're not a Christian,
今天都可以一同到主的面前来。
You can come together before the Lord this evening.
领受上帝的爱，
and receive His love.
领受上帝的恩，
and receive His grace.
还有没有人？
Anyone else?
你说我愿意。
You said I'm willing.
你也可以把手举起来。
You can also raise your hand.
感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。基督徒可以问你旁边的人，
Christian can ask those beside you,
如果他愿意，
if they are willing,
你请他举起手来，
invite them to raise their hand,
你自己也可以陪他出来，
you yourself can come out with him.
我再给你们最后一次的机会，
I give you one more call.
有哪一个人，
is there anyone else among us,
今天晚上，
who is willing this evening,
我为你祷告，
that I will pray for you,
接受耶稣基督，
that you will accept Jesus Christ.
现在请你把手举起来，
I ask that you raise your hand.
感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone
感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone、
感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。上帝爱你，
God loves you.
上帝拯救你，
He will save you.
差遣耶稣到世界上。
That is why He sent His Son Jesus Christ.
现在我们就不等候了。
We will not wait any longer.
我们请所有举手的人都站起来。
All those who have raised your hand, we invite you to stand up.
离开你的位置，走到前头来。
And leave where you are and come forward.
现在一同向前来祷告。
Come forward to pray.
无论你坐在哪里，
doesn't matter where you're sitting.
在前面，在后面，
whether in front or at the back.
很高的地方。
Whether you are
都可以一同到前面来祷告。
Let us all come forward.
现在出来，
to pray.
愿你祷告的都出来。
Those who are really
现在出来， 上帝爱你，
God loves you.
耶稣拯救你，
Jesus Christ
saved you. 我们一同到他的面前来。
Let us come before him.
现在出来，
all of us.
十字架，十字架，用死我的荣耀，我终罪都洗净。尽量向前面。唯靠耶稣，哦，去再唱，十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。还有哪一个人？我终罪都洗清洁。尽量靠前，靠前，使别人有地方一同站在前面。还有哪一个人？十字架，十字架。基督徒可以陪着你旁边的人，如果他愿意，你和他一同出来，一同到主面前来祷告。请不要等候，你们可以为你旁边的人，如果他愿意，你陪他一同出来，现在出来，今天出来。还有哪一个人？十字架，十字架，再向左，再向左，我终追求洗清洁。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
上帝爱你，
God loves you.
耶稣要拯救你，
Jesus wants to save you.
我们今天一同来到他的面前，
Today let us all come before him.
一同对他祷告，
All of us pray together.
一同承认他做我们的王，
And acknowledge him as our king.
好，现在我请陪谈员出来，
I ask the counselors to come forward.
所有的陪谈员都出来，
The counselors can come forward.
有一些陪谈员可以站在上面，从台上分给他们决志书。
The counselors can come
up on stage. 几个陪谈员上来。
If you want.
因为你很难到他们的中间来，你从上面分给他们。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
还有哪一个人要祷告一同出来？
Those who want to pray together, please come forward.
我们现在一同来唱诗。
We want to sing a hymn now.
我们唱主喜乐充满我心。
Hymn number 7.